getting started. We'll
go through this as fast as we can. I'm sure we can finish.
No hurry.
Finish it for 12. And if we don't, we'll just cut it off there, and that'll be
well,
it.
Well, I've made arrangement. If we don't get through by 12, it's all right.
Okay. What do you call the trenches that are dug by a plow in a field?
Furrows.
Okay. If a boy is spoiled, you will say that when he grows up, he'll have trouble in life. Would you say apt is not or like is not?
I would say probably. Hmm. I don't believe I use the word. I don't use that expression.
Okay. Okay. What do you have to do with oats and wheat to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Thresh.
Okay.
Thresh.
Okay. Okay, if I was talking about something that you and somebody else was doing, you would say that is something that both of us are doing, or could you say that is something all two of us are doing?
I say that's something we are doing.
Okay. You wouldn't use all two of us?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
I'd use both. I might use both, but not all two.
Okay. What about the word ain't? Do you use the word ain't at all?
I-N-K, ain't?
Ain't, like I
ain't. Oh, ain't!
Ain't.
Oh, yes, I use it all the time.
All the time?
Uh-huh.
And you've always used it?
Always use it.
Mm-hmm. Do most people around here use it, you think?
I think so. It comes natural.
Were you ever told anything?
No, I don't use it in this first person like I ain't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't use it that way. Some people think Southern people use it, but
in every other place you use it.
I use it, I think, in place of am not. Would that be the way you use it, as a short form of am not?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you say I ain't, or you don't say I ain't?
I don't use it. I don't think I use it in the first person.
Okay.
I don't do it consciously.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, now I use the word gora a lot. You might say ain't gora.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to.
Yeah. It doesn't mean the same.
Yeah.
Okay. Were you ever told in school whether to use ain't or not? Was there anything ever said in school about that?
I'm sure I was. But, you know, I've lived a large part of my waking hours have been among uneducated people, what you might call blue-collar laborers,
mm-hmm.
working people.
Mm-hmm.
Now in my social life, it's been among more educated and more college graduates, predominantly. Mm-hmm. But in my waking time,